Zedon, thinking out loud in color.
Does he know this is just audio?
July 4th, 2005. I'm Tim Shadle. Hi, welcome back to Zedon. Today we're going to be covering Eclipse plugins a little bit, how to find them, how to share them in your team, and some ideas for you to check out in the future. First, let's start off with the plugins that architecture that Eclipse has got. It's probably, of all the different tools I've used, it's probably got the best plugin architecture I've seen. You know, you look at some of the tools like Cruise Control or Maven or Ant, and you know, to one extent or another, they're meant to allow for developers to extend them, to be able to have developers write sections of code that they can put out there independently and share them. And all of those products and, you know, and other ones, have, to some extent, they work. But it doesn't have the same kind of, you know, all-encompassing support for plugins that Eclipse does. If you've ever taken a look at writing Eclipse plugins, then you'll see right off that from the very beginning of writing an Eclipse plugin, you specify the plugins that you rely upon, and you also specify what pieces of your code you allow to be exposed as to other plugins. So right off, the dependency management among different plugins and the versions of those plugins is absolutely outstanding. Eclipse underneath, since the 3.0 version, has used the OSGI plugin specification, and I don't know a ton about it, but after poking around about that for a while, it seems like it's a spec that started off for the embedded systems world, and Eclipse has really taken to heart because it defines the dependency model, environment stuff, and all the kinds of things that you need to be able to reliably build plugins that can depend well upon each other, execute in a very stable fashion, and so it gives all of this kind of infrastructure support that is so good for being able to allow for plugins to just work well together and work in a very predictable way. And on top of all that, the UI for Eclipse is, first of all, Eclipse itself is built completely out of different plugins. So it's kind of the idea of eating your own dog food. You know, they really do all the plugin stuff themselves. There's several books out about how to write Eclipse plugins, and the update manager, being able to find updates to your particular plugin, pull them down, and have them install just seamlessly on your in your local installation is just, you know, they do a very good job of supporting that. So from that perspective, because of, I think, all those reasons, there's a ton of Eclipse plugins out there, and there's more being written every day. They allow the programmers to really extend the Eclipse UI in all sorts of ways, everything from menu clicks to, you know, what's available in different views, to being able to add help and everything. I mean, every little piece of the UI you can extend with these plugins. And you extend it in such a well-defined manner that things just are available for you to do that most plugin architectures just can't support, because they're not as deeply and thoroughly and strictly designed. So from that point of view, I mean, we end up using several plugins frequently in doing our development. We find that, you know, there's, you know, a tool for, say, you know, like the Spring IDE. I talked about Spring a number of months back, but, you know, there's an excellent plugin for being able to work with Spring configuration files and visualize them in a diagram inside of Spring. And, you know, when we've got a 20 plus developers that we want to be able to have this plugin, it now becomes a question of, okay, well, how do we get that plugin to all these developers in a way that's going to help make sure it's standardized across the team, everybody's got access to this plugin, and it's the right version, and you know, they're using this stuff that we want, and that not everybody has to go completely and install it all themselves, because you know, if we have to give instructions on, okay, navigate to this website, click on this link, download it here, and then do something to install it on your local box, then we're likely to really have, you know, just slight differences in how it works on everybody's box, and you know, then it becomes we have to start chasing configuration problems and instead of actually doing our coding. So one of the things we started out doing last year was trying out a way to standardize these plugins across our team to try to keep a good control on it. And at that point we had maybe 5 developers that were pretty familiar with Eclipse, and we had, you know, maybe 10 or 12 that were coming up to speed on it, just learning, you know, making the switch over from PL/SQL to Java, and weren't real familiar with the Java side. Actually, maybe only 6 or 8. And over the last year, we've hired on a couple more developers, several more developers that are familiar with Eclipse, and those that haven't been have had some time to get experience with it. So, you know, we're now about 10 months into it, and so we've had a little bit of experience of how well that's gone for us. Let me summarize from the post I wrote last August about standardizing Eclipse plugins across your team. Basically, what happened is we looked at some of the Eclipse plugins you can get out there that are pretty hefty, like the My Eclipse or some of the really big like AspectJ tools or something like that, and they come bundled as what are called product extensions. Now, if you take a look at your Eclipse directory, you'll notice that underneath your Eclipse directory, you've got a features directory and a plugins directory. And inside of there, there's different subdirectories for the versions of the plugins that you've got installed. Instead of, you know, we were also wanted to have the possibility to upgrade the main Eclipse installation. You know, we were going to be moving to Java 5, and so we knew that the 3.1 builds were supporting Java 5, and when it got good enough, we wanted to start having our team use the milestone builds of the 3.1 series and not have them need to flip all their plugins and move them all around between the different Eclipse installations. And so what we got, we took a look at these plugins like the My Eclipse product, and with the product extension, basically you create another directory somewhere else. You know, maybe you call it user plugins. Underneath there you give it a directory called Eclipse, and then underneath that you have a features directory and a plugins directory, and from there you can go ahead and install your plugins to that separate directory, the user plugins directory, and they're not inside your main Eclipse installation, but they're someplace that kind of has a mirror or a parallel version of that same directory tree. Well, then back in your main Eclipse directory, you have you make a subdirectory called links. So it's a sibling to your features and your plugins directory. In that links directory, you have a simple text file. Maybe you call it user.link. And it has just one line in it. Path equals whatever the path is to the user plugins directory. So now when you boot your Eclipse, it looks in that links directory and then goes and mounts the user plugins directory as if all those plugins were inside of the Eclipse directory itself. So this is great. Now we've moved our plugins away from our main Eclipse installation, so we can use a milestone build there and switch over, and all we do is copy that little links directory, and bam, we've got all the plugins that we used to have in our last Eclipse installation. So it's great. But even better, it gives us something where we can say, okay, now let's put that directory on a file server somewhere where everybody can access it, and have the link be a remote file link. So now everybody that boots up, they all go to the network drive. So, you know, in the evening when we want to upgrade to a new version of our check style plugin, you know, one of the technical leads, we just go out and upgrade that plugin. The next time everybody boots up their Eclipse, they've got the latest one. They had to do nothing to get it. It just happens to work. You know, it just works. So that's what we've been doing for like the last 8 or 10 months, and it's worked out, you know, pretty well. We've been able to get everybody familiar with Eclipse. We were able to establish a set of shared plugins, and really allow people to get off and start working pretty quickly without having to give them a whole lot of instructions on, okay, this is how you maintain the set of plugins we want you to on your Eclipse installation. We take care of that. We just show them how to use the plugins, and everybody pretty much gets to stay on the same version. So that's worked out really pretty well. But after some experience, I think for a team of our size, we're a year into this, you know, with 20 plus developers on this now, we've run into a couple snags with it. I think it's probably an okay way to do it for teams of maybe, I don't know, 6 or 8 people, or especially, I think it was a really good stepping stone when we had a number of people that could not maintain we didn't want to try to give detailed instructions on how to download these plugins. We ran into problems where somebody would update the plugin version inadvertently. They knew enough to be able to update it, but they didn't realize how it was all being shared, or one of the tech leads, we'd get real excited about the bleeding edge version, we'd pull it down, and all of a sudden we realized it had bugs in it, and you know, there's too many problems, and we got into the habit of, as tech leads, we pull it down into a private plugins directory, test out the new version, and if it worked well, we'd push it out to the common area. So I mean, we were able to work around that. Sometimes if we had a file permission with a new guy that came in that wasn't given rights to that drive, we'd have to work through that to get it to work. All in all, it worked pretty well, but there were some snags. And we wanted to try something out now that Eclipse 3.1 is stable. We're going to try something out that's a little bit different. It's trying to accomplish a very similar purpose. But we're going to try to establish we've got a centralized build system already that I'll probably talk about at another point. And we've got a centralized Maven repository for our intranet. So Maven's probably another subject I'll take up another day, but in the same kind of style, we're going to try to set up a centralized Eclipse update site for the plugins that we use internally, so that when we've got a version of the plugin that we like, we put it out to this area, and instead of all the developers getting it automatically, we just set them up where they have one update site, and that's the local one. And anytime, I mean, we can set up their Eclipse to do automatic updates, and we can install it once on each set of the machines, and then the auto updates will just hit our local web server box and pull down the updates to their machine. And we can still set up a directory structure like we talked about earlier on their own box to still keep the plugins separate from the main Eclipse installation directory. So we still get the ability to upgrade the main Eclipse to a point release or, you know, whatever, without having to sacrifice, you know, now and have the whole file permissions issue. We put it on a web server that's internal, and, you know, people got permissions to hit that web server, and also people can update it pretty simply, and it makes it a little more difficult for us to kind of mess up the repository by putting a bad version out there. We have to do a little bit more to put the shared version out there, but it's a little less likely to have some mess ups, and it'll really be better than having everybody have just a list of the 12 plugins we like and all the 19 different sites to go to pull down these plugins. They just have one update site. And so we're looking at being able to do that. There's a couple obstacles that we've run into. Some plugins we like to use don't have a feature, so they just have a plugin. But one of our guys looked into it, and looks like we'll be able to have a tool that'll pretty simply create a feature out of a plugin, and so we'll be able to drop that into our update directory without much trouble. So I'll let you know how it goes, but in the meantime, if you've got experience using a shared Eclipse update site to keep a standard set of plugins across your team, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And have a good week. Talk to you later. If you've got something to say, go ahead and leave a comment on the weblog at timshadle.com or send me an email at z.feedback@gmail.com. That's ZDOT feedback@gmail.com. See ya.